Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you and welcome to the Ray Program. We're starting a big time hour of money power. Glad to have you with us. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. 844-729-7469. We'll get to some emails a little bit later. RayLucia.com if you'd like to shoot me one right now. RAYLUCIA.com. Well, there's been a big fiasco here with the Trump administration. And I've never seen more vitriol and, you know, it's a fake election and fake news and all this crap that's going on. All right. Now, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that's up to you. All right. People know where I stand on that. But this is not a political show. However, it is a show about your money, your business and your life. And certainly whoever is in the White House will have an impact on that. Well, let's talk about the Trump economic policies and what they're likely to produce. This I got from Advisor Perspectives. I will read it to you, and they're going to talk about interest rates and who are the winners and who are the losers. So sit back, relax. It is the Ray Program bringing you the best in money information. So there's no question, at least in my mind, that the Trump policies with the stimulus and the repatriation and all that stuff is more than likely going to bring us higher interest rates because of the threat of the I word, inflation. We haven't had to talk about inflation, I don't know, for the better part of 30 years, really. We've been in a bond bull market, really, for 35 years now and running. The Trump's election, according to Advisor Perspective, has almost certainly ended that 35-year trend of disinflation and declining interest rates that began in 1981. Disinflation is lower prices, okay, a potential reduction in prices as time goes on. And that has been the dominant influence on economic conditions and asset prices worldwide. Remember, if you think it's bad here, just take a look around the world. We are the prettiest girl at the dance. But investors, they go on, and policymakers don't believe it yet. The U.S. Federal Reserve's board published forecast suggests only 3 quarter-point rate hikes this year, and futures markets have priced in just 2 such moves. Now, those that have paid somewhat attention to what I've been talking about, I would be in that camp because I've never really bought into this whole inflation thing. So you just have to keep that in mind as I read what others' opinions, other people perhaps far smarter than I or more intuitive than I don't know. But if, in fact, we do have inflation, interest rates will go up. And if interest rates go up, then there's some things that you should know about. All right, but let's talk about what they said about inflation. And Brian Westbury and Robert Stein of First Trust had this to say. The past several years have made many investors complacent about inflation. That complacency served bond bulls well. The more than 35-year bull market in bonds finished with the 10-year yield at 1.36% last July. Of course, it's significantly higher than that right now, about 100 basis points higher. And that's not necessarily unprecedented, but it's a big jump. They go on to say if the consumer prices were to go up 0.2% per month in the next 2 months, then the February PCE index, that's the price consumption index, will show a gain of 2% versus a year ago. That puts inflation, by the way, right at the Fed's target. See, they've been struggling to get to the 2% annual inflation rate for the Federal Reserve. Well, this portends that we're there. And if we're there, then the Fed is more free to stave off future inflation by raising interest rates. And whether they do it 25 basis points times 3 or 25 basis points times 10, we won't know. It's a question of magnitude. Neither event, the threat of even higher inflation should be taken seriously, they go on, whether your economic philosophy is conservative or liberal. I couldn't agree more. This is not a political thing. This is a fact of life. The M2, a measure of money supply, currency, checking accounts, savings accounts, small-time deposits, and retail mutual funds, grew 7.1% in 2016, an acceleration from 5.7% the prior year. Banks have reduced excess reserves in the system by participating in repurchase agreements with the Fed and holding more bonds. However, there are still nearly $2 trillion in excess reserves in the banking system. Unless the Fed removes those reserves, the M2, which Milton Friedman, of course, taught us to watch, will likely grow faster and boost inflation even more. Meanwhile, more rate hikes may encourage banks to lend more money, boosting the money supply. Any policy shifts that help stimulate real economic growth, like tax cuts, reducing regulations, cutting spending, or replacing Obamacare, can help hold off inflation over the next couple of years. But inflation, remember, folks, is too much money chasing too few goods, so more real growth helps hold down inflation. But most of the pundits today are suggesting that there is more than likely, with all of this stimulus, talk about dropping another $1 trillion into this economy over the next several years with infrastructure spending, talk about bringing home a couple of $1 trillion from overseas. You talk about the M2 sitting at a couple of $1 trillion. I mean, those are humongous numbers. Humongous numbers. Trillion. I don't remember how many zeros there are in a trillion, but there's a lot. So then the question becomes, all right, who are winners and who are losers in this interest rate game if interest rates begin to go up? Well, remember the seesaw that we've discussed many times before. Higher yielding investments will obviously perform a little bit better than lower yielding investments. And frankly, the riskier investments are likely to do a little bit better than the not as risky investments. But if you think about it, interest rates going up has a negative impact on any fixed income investment. If you're receiving a fixed check for having made a loan to somebody, or an investment in a bond, which is tantamount to a loan to somebody, a corporation, the government, whatever, that fixed check comes in for a period of years, however long the loan is made for. Well, that fixed interest payment represents a present value number. And if interest rates were to go up, the present value of that bond or those interest payments is going to go down. In other words, if I make a loan to Jim Stewart for $100,000 at 2.5% for the next 10 years, and that interest rate goes to 3.5%, and Jim Stewart, you know, and I want to take that paper, I should say, and sell it because I'd like to get 3.5% of my money, nobody in their right mind is going to give me full face value for it, right? So interest rates go up, the value of fixed investments goes down. They are losers. Highly leveraged firms, if you've got a lot of debt, your debt servicing goes up. Those are losers. Exporters, as interest rates rise, the value of the dollar rises. Now, that does tend to stave off inflation a bit because more foreigners want to own U.S.-denominated assets. So when you think about it, higher interest rates probably means higher inflation, which means buy U.S. and buy real estate, et cetera, because the value of overseas investments and multinational companies selling their goods overseas will not be worth quite as much. And then individual debtors. If you've got credit card debt, if you've got a floating rate mortgage, then the higher interest rates will hurt you. The winners, cash-rich companies. Technology and healthcare firms, they don't usually pay big dividends. They reinvest back in their own companies, and they typically are more domestic than multinational. Brokerages, because they hold gajillions of dollars in cash, will earn more money, therefore make more fees, and perhaps the banks and insurance companies. So as you look through your portfolio, you want to make sure that you have winners in a rising inflationary environment. As we have talked for the last several weeks about having that balance between inflation and deflation. We'll ask Steve Allendorf about this next.
In the know, I'm Jay Curtis. Drunk driving crashes have been shown to increase after major football games. Pat O'Toole from Frito-Lay is here to share how Tostitos is doing its part to help prevent driving under the influence.
As the official chip and dip of the NFL, we at Tostitos are partnering with Mothers Against Drunk Driving to take 25,000 vehicles off the road Sunday night. Just by using the UPC on Tostitos bags as a promo code, partygoers nationwide can redeem up to $10 off an Uber ride home.
How else is Tostitos helping to keep people safe?
Last week, Tostitos surprised fans watching the playoffs with a first-ever alcohol detection device on limited edition Tostitos bags. The bags help raise awareness for the completely preventable issue of drunk driving and remind partiers to plan ahead and get home safely.
For more, go to Tostitos.com. Now you're in the know.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm reminded what Peter Lynch said once upon a time. He said, if I could predict the direction of interest rates correctly three times in a row, I'd be a billionaire. I don't know if he's quite a billionaire, but he's a pretty rich guy to begin with. But really, it's a very, very fascinating game, and it can be very dangerous when you're trying to predict what's going to happen with interest rates. Joining me on the program, Steve Allendorf, who's in the interest rate business. Now, Steve, thank you for joining me, because I've been talking about the possibility with all of the Trump moves that are planned. A lot of people are thinking they're inflationary, and to the extent that they are inflationary, the Federal Reserve, their mandate is to hold down inflation. It's, full employment and stave off future inflation. Well, it looks like we're going to get to the Fed target of 2%. By, whenever they get through with the 2016 numbers. That being said, it sort of gives the Fed the leeway to start raising rates. How much is unknown, but this is still an unknown.
Well, not only is it an unknown, we actually have two plays going on at the same time. The first, as you're talking about, is the Fed. And when the Fed either increases or decreases interest rates, they're increasing or decreasing short-term interest rates. The Fed fund rate, the discount rate, what the banks pay for money, what the banks pay from the Federal Reserve, and that will move short-term rates, adjustable indices, which affect mortgages on the market. It'll affect bond prices and CD prices, that part as far as values going up and greater interest earned. As far as the mortgage interest rates, long-term interest rates for 30-year loans, even for the shorter terms of the 7-year loans, they move based on how the 10-year note is traded on a daily basis. So where the Feds may make one move a year, they went 8 years without making a move, whether they do two or three moves this year, which will affect short-term rates, it'll affect the prime rate, which is what a lot of credit cards are based on as far as their interest rates or equity loans. But as far as the mortgage rates, what's happening right now is they're predicting and feeling that we're going to see inflation. Have we seen it yet? No. But because of that, the market is a betting mechanism. And they're betting on it, the rates going up, hence the reason why we've seen long-term mortgage rates go up. But we're going to have to wait and see if that all happens, and then that will predicate over the long term where long-term mortgage rates are going to end up.
Just about every time the Fed has made a move, it may or may not have been the right move at the right time, but almost always they overshoot or undershoot. So we really don't know. So you as a mortgage guy, by the way, it's Steve Allador, the Loan Financial Planner, loanfinancialplanner.com, if you need information on this. Because if you're shopping right now for a mortgage, it's critical that you get with the right person. So I'll come back to the pitch on you, Steve. But for me, I'm looking at this saying, geez, I don't know where interest rates are going. I look at the Fed. Who knows what they're going to do? I would prefer, personally, to take my chances with a lower interest rate today for the next 5, 6, 7 years, because I can probably get a rate that's significantly lower than the going rate for a 30-year loan. I may not stay in the house for 7 years. And if the cycle happens the way they've happened in the past, interest rates go up, mortgage rates go to 5% or 5.5%, but then all of a sudden they start to come back down again because the Fed overshot it.
Yeah, what we're kind of segueing into and what we talked about a lot is that the two loans that I have been working with clients on over the years is the 30-year loan, and I really like the 7-year loan. Reason being is that most people don't hold their mortgages for longer than the 7 years. They can be in the home for longer than that, but they may not hold their mortgages for that period of time. There is right now probably anywhere between a half a point and a 0.75% difference in rate, as far as it being lower, on that 7-year program. So what are the benefits to a borrower potentially looking at that, not having the so-called security of a 30-year loan? Number one, if you're looking to purchase, that potentially can give you additional buying power of $50,000, $75,000.
Buy a more expensive home.
Correct. On a refinance, whether you're refinancing your first mortgage, whether you're refinancing an equity line and a first mortgage, or you have an adjustable loan and you're now starting to see that, hey, on your next adjustment, you've been great. You've been in the low to mid threes. Now you're going to go to 4% or higher. Is it the time to change? Well, you could potentially lock in a 7-year anywhere potentially between 3.5, 3.7, 3.8, based on whether you're doing a purchase, refinance, cash out, rate and term, what your credit scores are, and guarantee that rate for 7 years. What I'll have a lot of my clients do is that if you're looking to purchase, and let's say you're looking at the difference between the 30 and the 7, we look at the difference between, let's say, 4.25, 4.375 on a 30, what that payment is, and then what the payment is on the 7-year between 3.5 and 3.75. The best way to protect yourself and get the best bang for your buck is you get the lower rate, you pay that lower rate like you did the 30-year loan, so that in 3 years, 5 years, or even that 7-year period, if you still have the loan, when it either comes time to adjust or you decide to refinance, you're going to have a significantly lower loan balance, generating a lot more equity in the property, having a much lower loan to value, which gets you better pricing if you decide to refinance. But just as important, because your balance is significantly lower than the difference in interest rate, you may have a higher interest rate at the end of the 7 years, but a lower payment than you did at the start of the loan because of the significant reduction in principal balance. That's working and planning and managing a mortgage instead of just paying on it.
That's what a loan financial planner does. See, that is brilliant advice as far as I'm concerned. Because if you think about it, just think about it. Instead of paying, $3,000 a month, you get to pay $2,600 a month. Or I'm making those numbers up. All right, or $2,800. You've got an extra couple hundred dollars a month. What Steve is saying is take that couple hundred dollars a month and put it back into the mortgage to pay the mortgage down. It's tantamount to saving the money at the 3.5% rate. Where are you going today for money markets and CDs to get 3.5% guaranteed? Nowhere. Nowhere. So at the end of that 7-year period or 6 year or five, whenever you choose, you have a lower mortgage balance. And even if the interest rates are higher, who knows, you may not even be in the house 7 years from now. Most people aren't, in particular if this is a starter home or you're 57 years old and you're thinking about downsizing. Who knows? There's so many variables out there. To me, I like going for the lower payment, because the other part is if you do have inflation, then that payment will be inflated away over time because you're paying that higher payment with a deflated or a discounted dollar later on in the future.
Exactly. And if we have inflation, you're reducing your loan balance quicker. your home value's going up. You've got much better equity in your property, and the lower the equity you have, or the greater equity you have, the better interest rate that you get if you end up deciding to refinance.
Steve Aldor, we'll talk more about qualifying for a loan, in particular if you're a Schedule C self-employed individual. When we come back, again, Steve Aldor, 888-563-1070. Write that number on your hand right now. 888-563-1070. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. Back with Steve again.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hola, poco de gracias. Welcome back, folks, to the Three Lucia Show with my pal Steve Allendorf, the Loan Financial Planner at loanfinancialplanner.com, 888-563-1070. We're talking about loans and mortgages and interest rates and Donald Trump and all the stuff that's going on. And we've been discussing this whole concept of, do you go with a 30-year loan or do you try to go for the lower interest rate and do it over 7 years, but pay it down sooner? And the only way you can really answer that is talk to somebody that knows what they're doing. And that's why Steve is here. Just go to loanfinancialplanner.com, send him a little love. No, but Steve, by now, most people have gotten their W-2s and their 1099s and all that stuff for the year, and that has an impact on how you qualify for a loan.
Absolutely. So I wanted to cover this because now we're looking at people having the ability to start filing their tax returns. And how the business works is generally is that in order for me to use tax returns, I need to be able to prove one of two things. One, that the IRS has received the returns and has inputted it in their system so that we could get what are called the tax transcripts. Or, on a majority of cases, is assuming we need the 16 income, and we can review those people that we will need here in a second, where it's real important, as long as you e-file the returns, get a copy that the returns have been received by the IRS, and if you owe anything on the taxes, make sure you make that payment so we can verify that payment's been made, then I can use the 2016 returns if that makes a difference in helping you qualify for a home loan.
So are you going to be really angry with me if I want to buy a home and I don't file my tax return until October 15th of this
year?
Well,
not necessarily. However, if those returns are needed to help you qualify, then you have to wait.
What are you going to offer of last year's income or the last 2 years? Don't they want to see some kind of a current statement?
Basically, this is how it works. If you are W-2, we've got your pay stub, we've got your year-end W-2, tax returns are less important for somebody with W-2.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm self-employed.
I understand. Now, as far as bonus or overtime income, I actually have to do a two-year average. Now, the smart thing if you're applying for a home loan is, because generally what we have to do is send out a verification of employment so we can get those numbers. But if we're looking to make sure we can qualify you right now, today, you call me in an hour or two, is if you have your year-end pay stub for 2015 and year-end pay stub for 2016, most payroll companies will break down your base pay, your overtime, and your bonus. And with that documentation, I can use that income and we can know up front what income I can use with that bonus and overtime to help us qualify for either a purchase or a refinance.
So who's behind the curtain looking at all this stuff? Because you're getting all this documentation, you've got to give it to somebody.
Well,
that person's
underwriter.
Got a lot of authority.
Correct. So you're dealing with an underwriter. And,
now, does that person work for you, work in your office, or are they?
It's different with every company. My company is a full service, what's called a correspondent lender. So unless we're doing a jumbo loan with a couple of specific lenders, probably about 95% to 98% of the business I do is all in-house. Basically what that means is we take your loan in, we process your loan, I've got an underwriter downstairs, and we have an offsite
so
underwriter.
So can you walk downstairs and
Absolutely.
Twist their arm?
Not necessarily twist their arm, but I can go, if I have a scenario where I have to go, okay, this is not black and white. Here's what I have, which I think fits within our guidelines. I can go downstairs after getting all of a borrower's information and get confirmation from that underwriter, okay, either that makes sense and I'll use that income, or you need to get me A plus B, and then I can use that income, which makes a huge difference. Because there are so many people who get credit approved up front, and once they go into underwriting, it implodes, and they don't have a loan.
See, the point that I want to make on that is there's so many of these internet lenders, you know, the lending trees, and you go online, and they're going to let you know in 20 seconds whether or not you're approved. But they don't have that same person and that personal relationship with the underwriter that can explain the extenuating circumstances and then get instant feedback, come back to you, get whatever documentation is necessary to get that person downstairs behind the curtain whatever information they need to help make the loan.
Right. So that, you know, behind door number two, yes, there's your brand new car, you've got your house. I've got a situation right now with a borrower who I've done business with over the years. And she went to somebody, they're moving out of state into Texas, thought, okay, maybe it's better to deal with somebody from that state who'd been in business for 40 years. They hadn't done their 15 tax returns. So what they did...
15? Boy, they're way behind.
They were behind. So they put a draft together. They put the accountant in communication with that loan individual, noticing I'm not calling them a loan professional, to verify if they filed those returns, because they're self-employed, with that income, would they qualify? Yep, no problem. They went ahead and filed the returns, and lo and behold, that individual, that loan person, really didn't understand tax returns. And now they don't qualify for the mortgage.
How could a loan person not understand tax returns? Seriously.
There are a ton of people in my business that are really good at talking with people. They know how to quote rates. But when it comes to somebody who is Schedule C, owns a corporation, has rental properties, and files a Schedule E, they don't understand how to put the numbers together.
Like depreciation schedules and all that stuff, got to add back in certain things.
Meals and entertainment, how you have to deal with that. Business notes due and payable in less than a year. How a lender is going to look at the bottom line. And in a self-employed individual or somebody that is a corporation, if your returns for the current year are 20% or less as far as total income than the year before, you may not even qualify for a loan. That's why I tell a lot of my clients who are a little bit more complicated that if we're not sure, get your final draft together, get it to me, I'll review it and let you know with that final draft, and if you file it, can we qualify for a home loan?
Steve Alador, talk about complicated. I am his most complicated client. There is no question about it. And he's been able to do many, many loans for me, and then all my family members and, you know, uncles and aunts and cousins and all that stuff. It's a family affair. Steve Alador, 888-563-1070 is his number. You want to keep that number handy. You never know when you need to talk to a loan financial planner. You can get a hold of him at loanfinancialplanner.com. Before we go, my favorite subject, parents and grandparents helping kids and grandkids. 30 seconds.
You know, again, there are a number of ways that you can do it with both government loans and conforming loans. You can gift funds. You can be what's called a non-occupant co-borrower. And, I mean, I've done a couple loans for some people who were helping out their parents who could not qualify on their own. And what they were able to do, even though they owned a primary residence, if you are helping your parents who can't qualify on their own, we can potentially do either a primary purchase or refinance for those parents if you can qualify carrying both payments.
Wow. So that kind of reversed it on me. So now we've got baby boomers who want to help their parents who are living on, you know, Social Security and a small pension. And as long as they're doing well financially and can carry both payments, then you can help mom and dad out by reducing their costs substantially by either refinancing.
Or helping them buy a home and do it as owner-occupied. And you're going to actually, as the kid, you've got to be able to qualify carrying both payments. mom and dad aren't on the loan, but you're able to help get them in a property, in a primary residence with a better interest rate.
And then you also can help them with reverse mortgages now to buy a home, correct?
Correct. So which whether you're looking really to refinance or to purchase on a reverse mortgage.
You can buy a home with a reverse mortgage. You might have to come up with 50% down or whatever, but the other 50% you'd have no payment on,
correct?
Because it's handled by a reverse mortgage.
Correct.
This is what we're talking about when we discuss loan financial planning. So whether it's for you or a family member, maybe a child, a grandchild, or now even a parent, get a hold of Steve. He may have a really super creative way for you to either buy, refinance, take cash out, or help one of your family members. LoanFinancialPlanner.com, 888-563-1070. As usual, Steve, it was all brilliant, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Really brilliant. Maybe in my future life, I won't be as complex.
I doubt it.
But that's what makes me who I am.
That's right.
A complicated individual.
And that's what keeps me on my toes.
Who doesn't file his tax return until he does two extensions October 15th, which does upset him because he's told me before. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
844-RAY-SHOW. We've got emails coming up next. Make sure you stick around and always stay tuned to the one talk show in America. You got to stay tuned, too. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Back in a flash.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in. A special thanks once again to a friend of this show for many, many, many years, Steve Alador, our lone financial planner. Such a brilliant guy and does a fabulous, fabulous job. LoanFinancialPlanner.com.
You know, when you think about it, that's probably the biggest investment that people make in their lifetime.
Sure. It really
is.
So
how critical is that?
And they make it several times in their lifetime. And to the extent that you get the right financing, and that's why I was emphasizing so much, you know, the shorter term 7-year loans versus 30-year loans, because so many people change their mind, and 30 years is like 3 lifetimes for most people when it comes to a home. Most of us, especially the younger people, you know, they start having kids, they grow out of this house, and you know, my youngest son has already been in 2 houses. Because his family grew. He bought the house when he, you know, first got married. And then, bing, bang, boom, you know what happens? 2 kids later, he grew out of the house, right? So it's really important that you discuss thoroughly with someone that's got experience with this stuff. And he's done so many loans for me. It's unbelievable. And my family members. All right, hit it, boys. Let's do some emails. Got some good ones in. This one's from Wesley, age 18. He says, I'm 18 and I have my first job. I want to start saving for retirement, but I'm afraid I will need the money. When should I start saving? Well, come on, Wesley, you know the answer to that. You start saving today. Today. You might need the money. Of course you're going to need the money. Then the question is, what do you need the money for? Do you need the money to buy a brand new shiny car when you could buy a beater? Or do you need the money to impress your girlfriend? Or do you really need the money because the parents threw you out of the house? So there's, I really, really need the money, or I can get by with less. Now, the best way for you to save is through a Roth IRA for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is you have total access to all of your contributions. Now, you don't have access to the earnings on those contributions until much later on in life, unless you were to use that money for a down payment on a home. Then you have access to all of your contributions plus $10,000 worth of those earnings without taxes or penalties for a first-time home purchase. So by far, the Roth IRA is the best way for you to save. And if you need the money, you just take out your contributions. So if you put $5,000 a year away for the next 3 years, you got $15,000 saved up, you have a real emergency, not I want to impress my girlfriend and take $15,000 out and take her on a trip to Europe. And I mean, you could blow $15,000 on a woman. I think Jim Stewart has done that before a couple of times. Didn't you tell me like your first date with your wife 40 some odd years ago was you took her to Rome?
Yep.
Wow, that's true love. Oh, you were in Rome for a couple of weeks, were you?
Just a week and a half. Yeah.
Just a week and a half. Ah, back then, that must have cost a pretty penny. You guys, will you knock it off? They're just so sophomoric. Anyway, Wesley, that's the answer to your question. Next, we have G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria. My son wants to attend a foreign college. Can I use the 529 funds? Well, as long as the college is a qualifying institution, isn't that right, Jim?
That's
you
right.
Study this stuff.
Yeah, if you can look it up online, it'll tell you right there on the 529 fund what if it's pre-qualified, just like a U.S. based. So a lot of foreign countries and foreign colleges are accepted.
So the University of Syria, probably not.
Well, it depends on what kind of training you want to go there for.
Jeez. But we talked the other day about 529 funds. Let me just make a couple of points on this, all right, for those that are out there watching and listening. And I was very big on 529s because I was talking about how, you know, grandpa can do it for you and all that stuff. He can even fund the 529 before the kid is born. Remember, I had that conversation, which is a pretty cool thing. In fact, I had dinner that night with a pretty high hobnobby CPA from a hobnobby CPA firm at Ruth's Chris. He stuck me for the doggone tab, too. Anyway, he's a really nice guy. And I explained that strategy to him, and he said, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. Tune into my show, dude. Even CPAs can learn stuff.
Yes.
All right? You can make he deals with super wealthy clients. I said, well, here's something that they might be interested in doing. If you're super wealthy and you want to put, you know, $50,000 away right now, you don't even need to name the child because the child's not born yet. But it won't affect the FAFSA and all that stuff for many, 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 many years to come. Anyway, I digress. Rather than a 529 plan, for most people in America, the Roth IRA, once again, is a better, in my opinion, strategy for a number of different reasons. Number one, what if your kid grows up to be like Matt Ryan? All right? Matt Ryan, that's the Atlanta Falcons quarterback. Pretty good year the boy's having, right? So he gets a scholarship, and he doesn't have to pay for his college education. I got 4 years out of it because I could throw a pretty tight spiral. Four out of the five were paid for. That was good. And then it took me a gajillion years to pay off the fifth year, my teaching credential. But the Roth IRA gives you the ability, again, to take your principal out, and you can have access to your earnings as well for the payment of higher education. But if you don't need the money, it continues to grow for your retirement. Whereas in the 529 plan, if you take the money out for non-educational purposes, you get tagged with a 10% penalty, and you got to pay taxes on the money, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on the earnings, not the principal. So I would still say the Roth IRA would be the first choice. But for the rich grandparent, the 529 can be excellent. And as you know, Jim, you're limited with the Roth IRA. So you can't put, you know, more than the 5,500 or 6,500.
So some combination plan, probably.
Or a combination of the two. Okay, do I have time to get to Ida? Ida, no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, folks, if you want to send me an email like Ida's had to do with, FAFSA forms. You know what the FAFSA form is? If you have a junior in high school, I'll guarantee you, you know what the FAFSA form is, unless they're a hoodlum and not planning on going to college. And Ted Ooh, look at this question with Ted. You're going to have to wait for next hour of Money Power to catch this one. He's talking about interest rates and the dollar strengthening. It's a pretty sophisticated question for such a young man, Ted. Well, I don't know how old Ted is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Special thanks to the boys back there. You know, the sophomoric guys that can't keep their hands off a little, you know, that one. And Jim Stewart, y'all. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.